Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Ed and Linda Rowland did it the right way, as Jasper's own Scott Rowland put it Sunday at his Hall of Fame induction ceremonies at Cooperstown, New York. "I wasn't raised to be a Major League Baseball player," said Scott. "I was raised to be honest, to work hard, and be accountable for my words." Indiana's director of baseball development said he was surprised to see his Indiana Bulls that he coaches show up as a team on Sunday and acknowledge them being from Bloomington, Indiana. For the 17-year MLB vet, it wasn't about what he did on the diamond, but rather who he'd become.
"In baseball, I am a Jasper Wildcat. I am an Indiana Bull. I am a Philadelphia Philly. I am a St. Louis Cardinal. I am a Toronto Blue Jay. I am a Cincinnati Red. And today, because of all your support, I am a National Baseball Hall of Famer. In my life, I am a friend, I am a brother, I am a son, I am a husband, and I am the greatest gift, a father. So, Nick, Rain, Finn, Todd, Sis, Dad, and Mom, thank you. I love you."
And he is now a Hall of Famer, Scott Rowland. Reds Brewers Game 2 of the series tonight, pregame at 7:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, not the kind of game you wanted to be associated with when you're talking about all-time league record. The 44 points Sunday at Christie Sides Indiana Fever gave up to first-place New York Liberty in the opening quarter, en route to a 101-83 defeat. New York came out, hit its first 9, 15 of 18 from the field to go up 27 after the opening quarter.
"We just didn't show up. We are defensively, like, we weren't what we were supposed to be. We weren't putting ball pressure. Everything came easy for them, and when you give a team like that confidence, you can get in a really bad spot quickly, and that's what happened to us. You got to have more pride. You got to have a lot more respect and pride in yourself."
And we'll see if we see that tonight after making the trip west to Los Angeles. Christie Sides Crew, now 6-16, will take on the L.A. Sparks in the first of two games this week. The Sparks currently on an 8-game losing streak. The Grace Berger watch, who played 19 minutes against the Liberty Sunday, had 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. Don't forget, they're back home Sunday, IU Hat Day, taking on Seattle at Gamebridge Fieldhouse. Reds Brewers pregame with Tommy Thrall at 7:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.